brewing is as much about the process as it is about the product. At its most satisfying, brewing creates a culture and a community that goes beyond beer geekdom to make deeper connections. It's about learning, sharing, and creating. It's a touchstone that can make people who've never met instantly friends. Beer with Strangers starts now.
Welcome to episode 97 of Beer with Strangers. I'm your host, Tony Russo, and I'm joined this week by official pitch hitter, Sean Hager.
Hey, guys.
So we're going old school. For those of you listening in your cars, we're going old school because I brought the wrong microphone. So we're going to be that little bit of echoiness you hear. It's going to stay. It's not bad. It's just not great. All sorts of things to talk about this week. We have plenty of news. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about on air first was partially the reason that I don't have all my equipment was last week. I did two podcasts on Thursday and then two podcasts on Friday. Mm-hmm. And I was just
slammed.
I was just burned out and I didn't do any editing, and shame on me. And I apologize and all those things. But what was the upside of it was Friday night, I got to go to Blue Earl Brewing. Mm-hmm. where I had been before, but not for the evening. And just a great place, lots of fun. One of the things that I wanted to comp all of their beer, I had a couple of their beers, and every beer I had was wonderful. But I think my favorite one I had by accident, which was their lager, and I can't remember the name of the lager. But
I've never been up there. Yeah, that's a long drive for me.
They have a Grand Slam beer flavored lager.
Oh, good.
Just
chuggable beer.
Just nothing. I mean this in the best way. Nothing kooky about it at mm-hmm. all. And it was the same color as I was drinking one of the other beers that I had that night. And the Honeysuckle Rose, I feel like that's a cream ale of some sort.
Probably. It's a good – cream ales are typically a good base for whatever you want to do to it.
And mine was next to my brother's, who came down for the podcast.
Oh, so, very cool.
And I picked up his beer and I drank it. And I'm like, wow, that is good. It's not my beer though, but it's very good.
Yeah.
So then I poured the rest of what I had into his glass.
Oh, so
because that's fair. Not to try to trick him, but I drank his beer.
Yeah.
Like, and that was the other thing. I don't know how often you drink other people's beers, but I picked the glass up and I'm like, wow, I drank that whole beer very quickly.
And you're
like, oh, wait, that's totally not my beer. It's not even the same flavor.
Yeah, we had my wife's parents over for dinner one night, and I had – typically I put my pint glass on the left.
Uh-huh.
Most people put it on the right. I guess every other human being in the world puts it on the right, except for me. So I just had like a glass of tea or something like that, and we weren't three bites into dinner, and her dad was just like, glug, glug, glug. I was like, I'll go get myself a drink now, I guess.
Thanks for bringing it over, Sonny boy. Yeah. So thanks to Blue Earl for hosting me. That podcast was supposed to be out yesterday. Instead, it will be out Tuesday. And also, unfortunately, and unfortunately, the Dewey Beer Company podcast is lost to history. The audio is just unsalvageable for that one.
Man.
Well, you know what? As I'm booking these beer tours and these live mm-hmm. podcasts, I think I have to do a better job of. People get confused when I'm like, I'm going to come do a live podcast, and they're like, sure, and then I show up and they're like, well, what does that mean exactly?
Oh, yeah.
And so one of the things that I hadn't considered about Dewey Beer Company is that it was outrageously busy, mm-hmm. and it's a very small place.
Yes.
I don't know if you've been, right?
Yeah.
So there was no place. I have two speakers with a PA system,
mm-hmm.
and there was literally just no place to set it up or whatever. But I wanted to do the interview so I could have the interview with the guys because they're charming guys. So we tried doing it just like shouting into the microphones,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't any good when I got home. So on the upside, we'll do another one with Dewey Beer Company later on in the year. I'm hoping actually to try to find like a home base to do this, or maybe a couple of bigger places to do it where, find a place where it's big enough that it can accommodate the, and also where, people know what they're getting into, because the two things I discovered also at Blue Earl, everybody was like, the first thought was like, is this karaoke? Why do we have one guy with just some microphones? So it's, you know, it's podcasting is still, I mean, if you're listening to this, then you know what they are, but it's still something that, many people aren't 100% familiar with.
Right.
So we'll get there and
call it a vlog.
Yeah. Call it a vlog and have everybody, thanks everybody for hanging in with me. Thanks for buying the books. We've been doing a good job in book sales. That was the other real quick thing on the book sales. My sales guy called me and he said that it's doing very well. So he called and he said
New York Times bestseller.
Yeah.
Soon.
Well, no, but I think I sold 500 books last week, which is amazing. Which is as many of the other ones I sold.
Is that one still available?
It is still available.
Okay, cool.
It's still available here at Extreme Brewing, mm-hmm. obviously,
and
online and all of those things. Speaking of being available at Extreme Brewing, and we'll make this the last of the book plugs. I will be here for a signing on May 28th to compliment the Grainfather event.
Yes.
So if you want to come, get a book, hang out, watch beer be brewed, watch beer be drinked. This is the week to do it.
Or drinking some beer.
Right. And it's Memorial Day weekend. So if you're a local, especially, and you don't want to deal with the beach, then come out to Laurel because it's going to be fun and it's going to be right here in the room. Or are you going outside? Do you know yet?
Weather depending. We can do both. If it's nice outside, we'll go outside. If it's not, we'll be right here in this room. And that's the benefit of the Grainfather.
And that's what I was about to say. The benefit of the Grainfather is you can really kind of bring it anywhere. Mm-hmm. If you're checking out on this, if you heard this podcast but didn't listen to the last one, check out the last one. We had a special surprise guest talk about the Grainfather.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be a story out on that this week. And please come out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And come buy a book. Buy two. Maybe we'll have I'll sign them. I'll write whatever you want in the books. After all, they are yours. And so that'll do us for those plugs. And the other thing that I wanted to mention real quick is that the Salisbury, the Shorecraft Beer Fest and River Walk Celebration, mm-hmm. which isn't the easiest thing to say. We got our liquor license approved.
Oh, great.
Yesterday or Tuesday. So we are good to go. No problems. Tickets are on sale. You can, if you enter the code Facebook, I think, you get $5 off. So you can get a ticket for $20 until June 5th. So that's the... and then you pay $25, which is still really fair for 3 hours of unlimited tastings. There's going to be an art thing, a plein air. So there'll be artists painting. There'll be people making mm-hmm. things, potters, like live pottery. And
that's awesome.
We're trying to get in touch with like the leather people and the sword. You ever see the sword guy that works down here in Del Mar sometimes?
Doing what with swords?
I think he makes them.
Oh, the blacksmith.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be awesome.
So all of those things. So take a look at shorecraftbeerfest.com and we'll be updating that as it goes on. And so what's going on here? Do we have the Grainfather thing? Do we have any other classes?
The Grainfather thing we got going on. And then the second weekend in July, we'll have our Drink Your Wheaties competition. And there's Paddock. And here's our events. Yes. Okay. So Saturday, June the 4th, we'll have a Beer Basics program.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so if you're interested in learning how to make beer, come on out. It's normally from 2 to 4:30, nice and chill. Second weekend in June, Millsboro will be closed, but Laurel will be open and Lewis will be open, and we're going to the American Homebrew Association BrewCon. Then after that, we have the Salisbury Brew event, which is what he was talking about. And then on the June 25th, we will be having Wine Basics. So if you want to learn how to make wine, come see us.
Cool. And so let's start with the June 4th event.
Okay. Oh.
Whoa. Yep.
Oh, sorry. July.
This just in.
Yeah. July, the drop-off for the Drink Your Wheaties challenge is on July the 2nd. The competition will be July 9th and the winner will be announced around 4:00. So if you guys want to come out, it's a lot of fun.
Those are always really fun events.
And typically we get the majority of the people who drop their beers off to stay and you get to try a bunch of other people's stuff, which is awesome.
I unfortunately will not be here that day. I have a signing in Rehoboth.
That's okay.
But by then, of course, everyone who would have bought my book has already bought it here. So,
well, there you go.
Nobody's missed nothing. So let's start. Let's return to the June 4th event, because one of the things that that we've been talking about recently is getting is trying to entice, I guess, more women to get into brewing. It's it's there's a really low bar to brewing for women in regular life.
Yeah.
And what's really cool about the beer community, as far as I've seen it, the Duh folks, the Delmarva United Homebrewer folks, they have, I mean, would you, is it 30% women? There are a lot.
A few women in the brew club. That's for sure. And it was kind of surprising the first time I went out there. You know, I thought this was kind of a, more of a, originally I thought it was more of a men's kind of hobby, but I think over the last, you know, the 7 years that I've been doing it, the amount of women who have gotten into it has just quadrupled.
Yeah.
And quite a few women winemakers too. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And it's a really good opportunity to express yourself. You get a chance to try out new things and to hang out. And it's a good, the best part, I say it, whether you're a guy or a girl, the best part about the homebrewing is the hanging out portion of it.
Yeah. I mean, I think most homebrewers will tell you that it's more fun brewing than any part of it. I mean, obviously you get to reap the benefits of it, but overall the actual brewing part of it is a lot of fun, especially if you get some buddies together to come out there and do it. And I think, you know, sometimes a little inter-friend competition is a lot of fun too.
Right. And it's, and as Michael was saying on the show last week, it's the kind of competition where it's not like, oh, his is so good, I have to make mine better. It's not,
exactly.
It's a competition up, not a competition down.
Correct. Yep.
And he was actually telling me a story that, that I thought was cool. So I'll share, and I'm sure you won't mind, especially since I'm not going to use names, but you know, he said, you know, there are guys who are like, why do you go to a homebrew place? You know, I do all my stuff online. I talk to people online, and he's like, yeah, but you're a jerk online, you know?
Yeah.
And you get into these flame wars online, and it just takes the fun out of it.
It does.
You know? And that's what Michael was saying. He's like, I like going and talking to people, hanging out all afternoon. I'll go in for a $4 piece of equipment and leave with like $1 billion worth of knowledge in my head.
Right.
From just the other brewers who come and hang out and just listening to them talk.
Oh, it is. And it's a lot of the... A lot of that happens. There's a lot of, pardon my French, pissing contests when it comes to those websites. I try to, honestly, I'm on a couple of them. Typically, I'll put a reply and then I'll
back off,
stop the notifications. because there's always that everybody knows more. But I think when you're in a face-to-face with other people situation, a lot of that gets kind of, you don't get that bully factor of being online, and it's, I think it's just a lot more fun.
Yeah.
And the big brew days are awesome.
Yeah. And so you don't have to, I mean, if you have to look into somebody's face, you're going to temper your.
Exactly.
You're familiar with the comedian Bill Burr. Did we have this conversation already?
I know who Bill Burr is, but yeah.
So he has a joke where, and this is a joke. So I apologize in advance, but he's talking about like domestic violence. So it's a domestic violence joke. And he said, one of the problems with being a woman is you never learn. You never push it so far that you get punched as a kid. So you don't know, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But as guys, what you learn real early on, you're like, okay, if I say this, like he said, you know, how many times have you been driving home from a bar and saying, you know what? Yeah, I had that coming, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
We all get a good ass kicking that we had coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so you learn to just be nice, at least in person, you know,
yeah.
and you hear yourself out loud and you're like, oh, well, that was, I say this a lot. I'll say something out loud and I'm like, wow, that came out harsh.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't mean it that way, but when it came back in my ears, I'm like, ooh, I'm being a jerk and I don't want to be. So I just want to apologize.
Right.
And that's something that you don't get online.
Mm-mm.
So a lot of times there are these pissing contests, and it's tough to watch.
It is. I'd rather see the community more come together. And I think a lot on the forums, more than Facebook, you see more helping than you do bashing. The problem with Facebook is, you know, everybody has an opinion.
Yeah.
But I think that like you said, you know, getting together, especially for brew clubs or just brew events,
right,
or having a couple guys, you know, a couple folks come over your house, it's a good time. And it is more fun to brew with somebody. It's kind of boring doing it by yourself.
Right. And unfortunately, my daughter won't be coming to either of the next two because she'll be away. But the next time she'll come back, because she's kind of gotten the brewing bug. So she hopes to start brewing, if not this summer, then maybe next summer.
Sweet.
But put it on your calendar, June 4th. Maybe we'll try to do a little recruiting and see if we can get more people out to start brewing on June 4th.
Yeah, that can be, that'd be great.
And have you, the big brew, did was there the big drink? Did that happen yet? Is that something you guys did this year, or?
I don't think we're, are we doing that? I don't think.
Huh?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we had a wedding to go to. That's what it was.
That's what it was.
I couldn't remember the date on it. Yeah, we were all at a friend of ours' wedding.
I was out of town as well. So.
Yeah, it was a good time.
All right. Well, but anyway, so this, because I feel like last year was around this time that, because it was a lager beer that they did for the big brew.
Mm-hmm.
And it was around the first week in June when we got to taste the beer, which was wonderful. Okay, so, I'm sorry, one more thing about the Riverfest, and then I'll shut up about it. Do you see, I took a picture. If you go to surecraftbeerfest.com, see the little guy in there?
That's a bird.
Yeah, it's an egret.
Oh.
I took a picture of an egret and a beer glass in Salisbury, but that's not what I wanted to talk about. We've arranged with the city of Salisbury that if you live in Ocean City or if you're visiting Ocean City, we're going to have a bus that takes you to Salisbury to the festival and then takes you home after.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So
nothing wrong with that. Now, what if I live in Salisbury?
Well, if you want to go to Ocean City, but then you have to get home on you.
We'll take me back to my apartment.
No.
Oh, jeez.
But it will, like I said, it will be a back and forth event. So if you're in Ocean City or if you're visiting Ocean City, or if you live near enough to Ocean City that, you know, the hour drive home will get you in a position where you can, you know, pick up your car at the park and ride and mm-hmm. keep on chugging along. Gentle reminder, you can do that. If you want to, though, you have to buy a virtual ticket. You have to sign up on the website, because if we don't give them enough names, they're not going to give us a bus. Otherwise, they're giving us a bus. And the bus is free to us. It's free to you. It's free to everybody. Ocean City and Salisbury, remarkably, are partnering to do this.
That's great.
To do this back and forth. So if you're in Ocean City, we're gonna get signs up in the breweries and whatnot. So make sure you come by and join us if you can join us from Ocean City. Mm-hmm. This is the
good time.
Flying weekend.
The air show.
Take 4 hours off of the air show in the afternoon. Come back for the big spectacular finale. You'll be back by 5:30 in the fireworks. So it'll be fun.
There you go.
And next, let's talk about, you want to talk about Flying Dog, or do you want to talk about brewing on the boat?
I like the cruise idea myself.
All right, so let's talk about it.
The other one's got a little politics in it, which I'm cool with. I definitely support the First Amendment, but.
Well, I've been talking a lot. Why don't you take us through this story?
Okay, so.
so I can breathe in.
Carnival cruise ships on their newly built Carnival Vista, which, it looks, yes, it's their largest ship, and it is monstrous. It's a 3,954 passenger boat, and it looks like it has a water park and everything else.
I think the Shorebird Stadium holds about 5,000.
Yeah. So, yeah, imagine the Shorebird Stadium on the water. But there is a brewery on the boat, and it's called the Red Frog and Pub. Red Frog Pub and Brewery. And it looks like he's got an entire little brewery set up. Well, it's not little. It's a relatively large brewery set up right on the boat itself, which is pretty impressive. You can't get much fresher than right out of the tank. Okay, there's a citrusy, hoppy, pungent 6% alcohol Thirsty Frog Porter. Or Thirsty Frog Port Hoppin' IPA. Okay, that's an incredibly long name.
Yeah.
So it looks like they got a wheat beer as well with coffee coriander stout. And orange and a coffee stout. Which, what more can you ask for? I got hoppy,
right,
I got light, or I got dark.
Right, right.
So,
and what's cool about this is I like, you know, and we've been talking about this as well. Any restaurant that doesn't, that isn't brewing is probably leaving a ton of money on the table.
Yeah. I just think it's really, I mean, I just got back from a cruise like 2 months ago, and they had a beer garden on the boat, which was actually really neat. You have 30 different kinds of German beer, which was cool. But to actually be up and get legit craft beer on a boat, that sounds awesome. And I kind of want to get on this boat.
Well, and also I don't expect you can buy this beer anyplace else. I mean, it's not like.
Oh, probably not. It's, you know, it's going to be made for that and that only. My only thing is that's going to be scary. And when you're trying to transfer stuff and it's
sloshing.
Yeah. Well,
everything sloshes together, you would expect.
Yeah. I'm just wondering how. That actually kind of makes me wonder, unless they have a good filtering system, how clear that beer is going to be.
Because
it's never really going to settle. But I'm pretty, very intrigued. I'll put it that way. Very intrigued about this. It said, we're delivering the freshest beer you're ever going to have. And that kind of makes sense. It's going to be brewed, fermented, filtered. Into your glass.
Yeah, to the best of their ability.
Yeah, and I mean, all the beer I had on the boat was good. All the mixed drinks were great. Tanked, but...
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. Like, so people have been making a better effort to smuggle booze onto the boats so that they don't have to buy drinks on the boat. But if you're a craft beer drinker, you want this beer. Like, you're going to buy this beer because it's the only place...
To get it.
...in the world you can get it.
Yeah.
And that's what's really novel about it.
There it is. The Carnival Vista is the only place you can sample the beers poured by a bartender or poured yourself from two self-serve draft stations. That sounds great.
Well, and usually the draft. I remember we did a story I think last year about a wristband that you.
Yeah,
that poured you up. I wonder if that's how they're doing.
I've seen another one where it's at a table and it's just a tap. And it has like a keyboard, and
you punch it in.
So you get like five beers to choose from, and you just pour it at your table, and it rings it up for you. If that's the case, I want to drink as much of that as free as possible. Buy the alcohol package, people. It's worth it.
Yeah. I didn't know that that was such a thing. So you can get
an alcohol package.
Yeah.
Yeah. For us, for my wife and I, we didn't get it, but it was for a 7-day cruise. It was $800. But
wow.
But. Any drink on the boat is free. And when you got people who are bringing you, while you're sitting in the jacuzzi bringing you drinks, it's pretty hard to say no.
Yeah.
At $8.50 a pop, it doesn't take long.
Yeah, you have 100 drinks.
You know?
100 drinks is just is fewer than 10 a day.
Yeah.
Which if you're on vacation on a cruise, that's, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like a lot of money. That was for two people. So.
Yeah.
But it's like 400 some bucks a person. But I mean, if you're thirsty, it's your own damn fault with that thing. Cause I mean, it's nonstop all day long.
All right. So next up, we're going to talk about Flying Dog just real quick. Only because they're a localish brewery. They're here in Baltimore. They fought with, who was it? Michigan?
Yeah.
Over whether or not they were able to call their beer Raging Bitch. Or they were able to sell Raging Bitch there.
Right. Sell it Raging Bitch because it has the name Bitch in the name.
But it's available. Like, I didn't, you know, I knew that they had a little bit of a tiff. I didn't know that it was like a permanent one.
Well, they had another one for their porter where they had a sticker that said good beer, no shit. And they had a lot of issues with that too. But if you can't take it, I mean, if you're 21 years old and the word... And a bad word offends you, don't buy the beer.
Right, and that was one of the things that I said in the post is that like this, when you can get the most horrific pornography on your telephone, like I think that's a lost cause. I think trying to protect kids who have the same phones we do from hearing the word bitch is
yeah,
that's a loss. That horse has left the barn.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, so what Flying Dog is doing is they got sick of it and they created a
nonprofit.
That's basically a First Amendment nonprofit trying to keep support there and all that, which I think is awesome. Because it's a nightmare for any beer to get branded
right
now. And if you're going to try to push the limits by having bitch in the word,
right,
you're going to need all the backup you can get going into it. I'm sure many people have heard the Golden Showers Dogfish Head story. If you haven't, look it up. Oh, you know what? Never mind. Don't look up Golden Showers online.
Well, that's one of the things. So for my day job, I write for OceanCity.com. Mm-hmm. And the collection of like jet skis and paddle boards, mm-hmm. and it's called Water Sports. And so that's also a peeing thing.
That's always a fear of mine
because we have to check to see how our rankings are for water sports.
Yes.
And believe it or not, I get very little porn when I.
That's good.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
But yeah, don't ever look up. If you're going to do it on Google, look up
Dogfish Head
Golden Shower Ale.
Right.
Just look up the other one.
Right. And keep it there. So that does it for our news. I didn't want to talk about this story. I posted it by accident. And actually, I don't think I put it on the page. So that'll bring us into the station. I think we might be a little short this week. We're in the 25 to 27 minute. Close like last week, we were 27 minutes. We were a little bit short.
Yeah.
But I'm back on the game now. We'll get this edited in time. Sorry for the audio, but it'll get better. June 4th, if nothing else, let's focus on, May 28th, come see me, say hello, mm-hmm. Learn to brew or learn to use the Grainfather if you're an accomplished brewer. If you're not an accomplished brewer, come hang out, buy a book, drink some beer. I'm not an accomplished brewer.
Honestly, even if you're not an accomplished brewer, as easy as this machine is, it's going to make you want one. If not, it's going to make you want to go to All Grain just for the amount of money you're going to save in materials.
And if you've never brewed before, next week, the following weekend, June 4th, come for the basic brewing course, and that'll be another fun time to hang out and to learn to brew. So till next week,
have a good one, and drink what you like and be happy.
There you go.
Beer with Strangers is recorded at Extreme Brewing in Laurel, Delaware. For more information about the show and for beer news and commentary, visit stateofthebeer.com, where you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes and follow along on whichever social network you're least likely to ignore. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. The State of the Beer is strong.